Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Take God's word for it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 7:15. And the reason I open with such a shocking sounding scripture is because so many people are unaware about how Jesus warned us about these people that would act or talk like they were these super Christians, but in actuality, they haven't yet known the Lord or something, and they are using the gospel for gain. Now, that's not the way it is for true believers. So this week, I just felt like, you know, everybody should be aware of that and listening to our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. So this week's devotional begins with this: never misplace faith, but have faith in Jesus Christ alone, not a Christian leader's megaphone. Not every Christian leader is a Christian. They may look the part, but be sure to double check people's teachings by going directly to God's Word. So get your Bible out and look up scripture for yourself. Look up a topic and see the scripture for yourself, and talk to the Lord about it and listen to Him. But I love to end on a good note, and we have such good news. We can trust in the Good Shepherd, who protects us from everlasting harm from people like I just mentioned. And in John 10, Jesus offered such encouraging, faith-surging words. He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." Now that's what I call encouragement. Let's trust our Good Shepherd, listen to Him, and be on guard with our scripture in our hands about people that are teaching things to us. And let's pray. Let's pray today, not only for the people that are sharing the gospel for gain and not for God's glory. We need to pray for them to come to know Him. We also need to pray for those hurting as a result of having trusted someone who was a wolf in sheep's clothing. So we're going to do some really condensed praying here and powerful praying here, because we're going to just come and leave it before the Lord and lean on Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that there are people out there that are misrepresenting what it means to know You. And we pray right now for those hurting as a result of these wolves in sheep's clothing. We pray that You would draw them to Yourself, that they would know You for real, and that You would help those hurting from the effects of all these folks that are doing wrong things. And Lord, we also right now take this opportunity to ask You to just clean us afresh, clean us from anything that is not of You, and fill us with your love, your Holy Spirit, that You would use us, Lord, to share Your truth and just point people to You. So we ask for a fresh faith in You. And some of us have not come to know You yet, so right now we take that opportunity. And we put our faith in You, Jesus Christ, as our personal Savior and Lord. We believe that You died on the cross and rose again for us, and we receive that. And we just are so grateful for Your gift of eternal life. And we turn from doing things our way, and we repent. And we just come right now and ask You to come into our hearts and rule our lives. You are Lord. You are Lord. And we love You, God. We thank You that we have Your truth, and we pray that You would help us to be just really, really in Your word and loving it. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Let's pray for God to use us to share His truth and love with those hurting from false teachers. And we cannot forget to mention, you know, every week I share it, and that is Psalm 34:10. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Trust in Him, folks. He remains the same, and He loves you. And don't forget, you can go on our website and share your prayer needs at prayingpals.org or on Facebook of the same name, Praying Pals. So enjoy your local church and enjoy Jesus every day. And thank you, folks.
That was Stacy Ruth Stolting with Praying Pals here on KCHE.